Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi, this is Jerry from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues and your opinion are needed. This service is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
I think so.
Okay, and are you registered as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. This November, there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you both to, are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain to vote?
Certain. No.
Okay. First of all, how will you rate the job Cherry Creek School District does providing a quality education to the students? Excellent, good, not so good, or?
I think it's good.
Okay. And do you think overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, a little low?
I'm not sure since I don't own a home.
Okay. Thank you for the opinion. Now, the school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve a new school bond for building projects across the district. If approved, this bond money will be used to increase school security, construct new schools, make repairs and renovation on existing schools, as well as replace aging buildings, and expand technical job skills training that prepares students to fill today's high-paying and demand jobs. Knowing that a bigger bond means being able to do more schools building and renovation projects. Please answer if you will yes or vote no to each of the following three bond options. Option one, a $750 million bond at a cost of $1.97 per month in higher property taxes equal to $23.61 a year for every 100,000 of home value, but will have some of the school's building projects. Would you vote yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, option two, an $850 million bond at a cost of $2.29 per month in higher property taxes, equal to $27.43 a year for every 100,000 of home value, which will pay for many but no new school building projects needed. Will you vote yes or no?
Yes.
And the last one, option three, a $950 million bond at a cost of $2.44 per month in higher property taxes, equal to $29.31 a year for every 100,000 of home value, which will meet all the school building and other service expansion needs of the district. Will you vote yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, lastly on this topic, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacement, expanding the space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teacher pay, at a combined cost of $3 a month equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value, will you vote yes or no for this Cherry Creek School District property tax increase?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, follow up. Opponents to tax increasing ballot issues may say the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. Will you reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money? Wasteful high administration overhead costs and low performing schools. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this opponent's statement?
I'm not too sure.
That's okay, no worries. Now, lastly, here are some statement supporters of passing Cherry Creek School District ballots measures with gives a reason for voting yes. Rate each as either very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not at all persuasive reason for you to vote yes to raise property taxes to fund projects and improvements at a Cherry Creek School District schools. First one, CCSD has a tradition of excellence in public education and status as one of the best school districts in the state. Voters should continue to support the district bonds measures building projects as a way to stay ahead of neighboring districts such as Douglas County, Aurora, and Denver, who are asking their voters this November to approve a total of nearly $3 billion in school improvements. Is this very persuasive for you? Somewhat persuasive or not persuasive?
Persuasive?
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat?
Thank you. Next one, expanding Cherry Creek's Innovation Campus and skills training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to a high-paying, in-demand job, such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, or others that demand mature but turn students into productive taxpaying citizens. Is this very persuasive for you? Somewhat persuasive, not persuasive, or you don't have an opinion? Thank you. We almost finished with the survey. Now, passing the bond provides the funding for Cherry Central School District to design, develop, and launch a first of its kind aspiring education program. This program is a strategic investment in the future of Cherry Creek, as it will support the recruitment, professional development, and retention of the very best teacher educators. By doing so, it will ensure that Cherry Creek maintains its excellence in education for years to come, providing a secure and stable educational environment for our students. Is this very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Very persuasive.
Very persuasive, thank you. Now, continual security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. Is this very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Very.
Okay. Adding more mental health professionals to meet the growing demand for services will help 1,000 more students cope with today's pressures and be safer, more productive learners. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Very persuasive.
Thank you. Now, school buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated, just like any home or property that age. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future. Is this very persuasive somewhere or not persuasive?
Very persuasive.
Thank you. Last two options. Despite recent increase in property taxes, State funding has simultaneously been reduced for K-12 schools. It is up to Cherry Creek voters to approve this year's ballot issues if they want to improve their school's building or raise teacher space. Is this very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Very persuasive.
Thank you. And the last one, passing the mill-level ballot issue means being able to increase teachers and staff pay so that Cherry Creek is able to stay ahead of competing neighboring school districts in keeping our quality teachers. This also reduces the cost of having to hire and train new teachers while adequately staffing our schools to meet students' needs. Is this very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Very persuasive.
Okay. Thank you. Now, after hearing all this information, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of the needs for the school building repairs and replacement, expanding space to meet demands for technical job skill and training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increased teacher pay at a combined cost of $3 a month equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value, will you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what is your gender?
Female.
Thank you. What is your age?
23.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 or under?
No.
Do you have any grandchildren who attend Cherry Creek School District schools?
No.
And just to make sure we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race?
Asian.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.